Well, a cardja, Shaw Jerry Adams a reach, August Morris Grat a Sula Gumsa, Gowil Shibsha, Gumoy. So here we are after a very significant Saturday. I was delighted to be at Stormont to meet with the outgoing Sean Corlia, the Speaker, Alex Maskey, and to meet with Bernie and Fekra and members of Martin McGuinness's family and lots of comrades from across the island, all up to witness the election of Michelle O'Neill as pre-Vira, as First Minister, and the rest of the executive being put in place as well. But I'll return to that next week. It was, as I say, a significant Saturday. Now, what about kneecap? So, Gugarjahas kneecap asan ra, be or were scannon, igfela scannon, sundance. I just want to say once again, congratulations to kneecap for the recognition they got at the Sundance Festival, Film Festival, for their film. And just to let you into a secret, last August I travelled over to a studio close to Queen's University to meet with kneecap. And the three West Belfast Buhali were busy putting the final touches to their movie, which recounts mostly in Yielga how they were formed. And that night they were to do some work with Michael Fassbender, but I was there to film a short segment. So Makara Mowgli Bop and DJ Provey and director Rich Paplat all watched and laughed as I went through and stammered my way through several versions of my lines. And that night in the Falls Park, kneecap played a sellout gig at the West Belfast Fela and Fubble. Now, I haven't seen the film yet. I'm looking forward to it. Kneecap's music is exuberant and it's fun. They have a sharp sense of the outrageous, the political and the ironic. And the crowd that night in the park were enthusiastic and we all enjoyed every minute of the performance. And despite criticism from the DUP and others who have never said anything positive about the Irish language, the reports from the Sundance Film Festival have been amazing. This festival is the most important international film event for independent filmmakers. A kneecap being screened there was on its own a great cue. Now, as it's well known, the film also received, it wasn't just a matter of being there, the film also received widespread critical acclaim at its first night opening. Variety, the major entertainment trade paper, described it as a triumph. To keep a language alive, it must be part of the culture now, and not only a remnant of bygone eras. Their music has the power to inspire those of their age to learn it and to pass it on. And I agree with every single word of that. And then to add to their success, the following day after their initial screening, the film was picked up by Sony Picture Classics for distribution across the USA, Latin America, Eastern Europe, Turkey, and the Middle East. And then at the end of last week came the news that it had been picked up, it had picked up the Audience Award next. And that's the first time a non-US film has been selected to be part of that section of the festival. So well done, Maharja. Fear, Ubber, Sar Ubber, Janta, Ugov, Makara, Mowgli Bob, DJ Provey, Rich, Trevor, and all those who helped to make kneecap. And the music will be shown in Ireland later this year. So watch for the ads. Augustin Shin, Beggy Lynn. Now, the awful catastrophe of the Israeli government campaign against the people of Israel continues. But there was widespread welcome for the decision of the International Court of Justice last week, which ordered Israel to refrain from acts under the Genocide Convention, to prevent and punish the direct and public incitement to genocide, to take measures to ensure humanitarian assistance was given to civilians, to preserve evidence of genocide and submit a report to the court, and submit a report to the ICJ in 1 month. Now, while the court did not call for an immediate ceasefire, the import of its judgment is that a ceasefire is now imperative. The court ordered that the Israeli government take all measures within its power to prevent the killing of Palestinians or causing them serious bodily or mental harm, to prevent the deliberate inflicting conditions of life calculated to bring about its physical destruction in whole or in part. And the court said that Israel must ensure with immediate effect that its military forces do not commit any of the above described acts. So how do they do that? And at the same time, wage war. The onus is now on the international community once again to increase pressure on Israel and its allies, to call an immediate ceasefire and to demand that all hostages are released. The ICJ specifically called for the immediate and effective measures needed to enable the provision of urgently wanted basic services and humanitarian assistance. Now, for the negative on top of all the other terrible disasters. Within hours of this, the USA, British and German governments and seven other states had withdrawn funding from the UN Nations Agency, UNRWA, that's responsible for providing essential services, food and water to the Palestinian people. The decision by these states in response to claims by the Israeli government that 12 UN officials in Gaza out of 13,000 were involved in the Hamas attack on the 7th of October. That's what all this is about. An allegation by the Israeli government, unproven, that 12 out of 13,000 officials of UNRWA were involved in the Hamas attack. And the UN General Secretary has appealed for these 10 countries to reconsider their decision. 2 million Palestinians already suffering hunger are to be penalised because of alleged acts of 12 UN staff. This week, Sinn Féin has tabled a motion in the Oireachtas calling on the Irish government to join the South African case at the International Court of Justice. And Mary Lou MacDonald, our Sinn Féin president, and Michelle O'Neill have committed to raising the Israeli genocide against the Palestinian people when they visit Washington in March. Mary Lou and I discussed this issue at a public event in Cabra, her Dublin constituency, Friday week ago. I was asked about some calls on Sinn Féin to boycott the US St. Patrick's Day visit. I pointed out that those calling on us not to go to the USA are not calling on us not to talk to the British. Sensible people know that dialogue is the only means by which any issue of conflict can be resolved. And it's not new that Sinn Féin would have a totally different view from the US administration on US foreign policy matters. That's been clear. I mean, our bridge and our connection and our main focus during the St. Patrick's Day events is with Irish America, with that broad diaspora, with our own community out there who have been so faithful in keeping the issue of Ireland on the agenda in the USA. So when going right back to the 70s when I met, sorry, the 1990s, when I met with President Clinton, I told him that the US embargo on Cuba was wrong. And I raised up with him constantly. I told George W. Bush that his policy in Iraq and Afghanistan was wrong. We did the same thing with President Obama in his time. I remember Martin McGuinness and I urging Tony Blair not to invade Iraq. We told him it would be the biggest mistake of his leadership. So we do have a responsibility to raise these issues, and we do raise them, and we raise them on an ongoing basis. And Michelle and Mary Lou will be equally forthright with those they meet in March about US support for Israel and for the Israeli state's war on the Palestinian people. And people in struggle, particularly serious people involved in national liberation struggles, understand that your own struggle has to be your primary concern. But they also expect, and as internationalists we do this, you to raise their issues, and we should always raise their issues. They expect us to stand with them, and we do, and we have done consistently for as long as I can remember, and we will continue to do so. So let's keep raising the issue. The primary aim, demand should be ceasefire now. Let's make sure that we never go silent on that until it becomes a reality. And then let's continue to support the people of Palestine to have their right to determine their own future. And that means within their own state. Now, we plug for Aras Akanila, the James Connolly Visitor Centre on the Falls Road, which was formerly opened by an Uachtaráin, Michael D. Higgins, in April 2019. The Aras celebrates the life and times of James Connolly, the key role he played in Irish history, the struggle for freedom and the labour movement. And it is a first-class visitor centre exploring the life of Connolly with a unique interactive exhibition, a library of writings by and about Connolly, historical objects relating to Connolly, and an all-year-round programme of engagement with community schools, visitors. And there's also a little BLN, a little eating house, a little coffee, our cafe, our coffee bar on the ground floor. Now, last week, the Aras received the Bronze Award for Sustainability and Environmentally Friendly Practice by Green Tourism. And that joins a prestigious award from the Royal Society of Ulster Architects that Aras Akanila won 2 years ago as Building of the Year at that time. So last week, Aras Akanila also announced its Clár an Éire, its spring programme of debates and discussions for the next 3 months. It's an excellent programme. It has the history and the story. It'll be done now on Michael Quill, for example, one of America's best known and most respected trade union leaders, who was an IRA volunteer who fought in the Civil War before travelling to North America. Winifred Kearney, who was in the GPO during Easter week 1916. The future of the Irish language. We will have Takura Donald Marconi, who's the policy officer of the African and Caribbean Support Organization, which speaks on inequality and power in a post-colonial world. So there's lots of good talks, good discussions, good debates, and some good music. And it's an exciting program. So Aras Akanila is well worth a visit if you're from Belfast, if you're in Belfast. And the program and information on membership is available at https://arasakanila.com, all lower case. So Chiefy May, Shivsha and Shin, we'll see you there someday. And finally, just to let you know, I told you last week that I'd put a bet on sometime before Christmas about whether or not Geoffrey Donaldson would lead the DUP back into the executive. And I said at the time when I told you this, I wasn't going to tell you what the bet was. But the bet was that he would do it. So I won my bet. I'm glad to say that. It was only a fiver. But, and I still haven't got it, but it's a fiver that was well spent if I never get it. So shin shin, gunyiri and ta. That's it. We'll return to the business of this weekend, next week, and with whatever else is happening at that time. So slán live, tugu bogai, shin misha, a more, or of a league.